Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is in Aberdeen, South Dakota at the Coors Bull Riding Classic. Our guest today is Mason Collins, a young bull rider that is leading the competition after performance number one as we head into performance number two tonight on a Saturday. Mason, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, we're glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, how old you are, and how long you've been riding bulls.
I'm 18 years old. I'm from Iowa City, Iowa, and I've been riding bulls for about 2.5 years now.
Yes, sir. Last night when I asked you what you did for a living, you said you ride bulls.
Yes, sir. I ride bulls full time.
Are you getting the job done?
Most of the time, yeah. Last night, for sure.
Well, I mean, obviously you understand where you are in your career, and are you choosing when and where to go and to maintain the level that you are and what caliber of bulls that you're getting on? Is this part of your strategy?
Yeah, I try to push myself a little bit, and once in a while I like to go get on bulls that fit, you know, right exactly where I am, but I also like to go find bulls where it's going to push me a little harder.
Well, I think that's a good strategy because confidence, and especially as young as you are, is a big factor in this game. And I would like to see you look at the word longevity and not just get burned out and hurt immediately.
Yes, sir. I haven't been hitting it too hard in the winter, kind of taking it slower a little bit, and then things will speed more back up in the summertime.
Tell us about your traveling situation. You had an interesting comment about a van that you're building.
Yeah, me and my rodeo partner, Cole Pfister, we have a van, and we're just trying to build it so that way we can live full-time in the summer without having to buy any hotels, save a lot of money.
Well, you were in a blizzard last night, and you said you slept in the van.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We just found a place to plug in and set a couple heaters up and covered up real nice and snuggly.
Were you snuggling with him?
No, but I was about to.
Well, I guess you got to do what you got to do. Life on the rodeo trail can be fun. You know, when I was in Australia, the cowboys did not get a motel room. They camped out and they cooked out. And, these boys, they roughed it. They all travel in panel vans. They look like little station wagons. And they carried their swags or their sleeping bags on top. And you could sleep in the middle of the heat or a snowstorm or whatever in those. But what goals have you set for yourself in this bull riding career?
Just have as much fun as I can. And I have plans, but I try to take it one step at a time and kind of see where I end up. And then the further I get, the further I'm going to plan ahead.
Yes, sir. What are your plans?
Go pro and see how far I can get. There's always something new to learn in bull riding. Whatever you might think, you never have it fully figured out.
You're absolutely correct. You know, there's some youngsters listening now that you might be able to teach something to. What would you tell them?
I would tell them you don't need to rush things. Let God, you know, handle things for you. And you got to see how far you've come. And you can't just look at all the difficulties you've been through. It took a long time before I even lasted 5 seconds on a bull. And you just need to have your confidence, and you need to stay calm when you're in the chute and just have fun with it. Don't be all tensed up. When you're expecting something, then more than likely you're going to miss it. If you're clear-minded and just happy to be there, then that's the better I ride. So I guess that's it.
I think you could certainly apply that to any sport or any competition. That's words of our champion, Mason Collins of Iowa, winning the Coors Bull Riding Classic in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Mason, God bless you and have success.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.